This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
Douglas, I believe good old Brit has been back in the news of late. But how can we forget the original tabloid fodder that was Britney?
I don't think there's ever not been tabloid sort of stuff about Britney, is there? I mean, she was very young when she started, her dance moves, her costumes, all very, very suggestive. And of course, you know, then she had that extraordinary meltdown where she shaved her hair off in public. And then, of course, there was that very strange young man who started screaming at us all, "Leave Britney alone." Do we have a little clip of that?
We most certainly do.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
Goodness me. That, of course, is Chris Crocker, who I... You know, what was really strange about that video, when I had another look at it recently, he starts off with some really rather articulate arguments, but then swiftly morphs into this... He is an utter meltdown, but, you know, I did hear a little bit about him. He's actually not a bad-looking bloke these days. He's actually not a bad... And he did a little bit of... I mean, he did a bit of adult entertainment filming, let's just call it that. Now, this free...
you would know that.
I mean, you know, when I do a search, Helen, it's always very, very thorough. I check out these people. I know how to stalk. Look, this thing that Britney's back in the press, yes, there is actually a little bit of a hashtag campaign at the moment called hashtag Free Britney, which is basically a legal campaign that she's mounting to release her from some of the constraints of her own affairs, because, you know, she was regarded, probably after the hair shaving drama and stuff, she was sort of rendered incapable of managing herself as the cash cow that she is for so many. And look, goodness me, Helen, I think I'm starting to sound a little bit like that Chris Crocker. So I'm, you know, leave Britney alone. but what's really funny is I'm actually not a huge, huge, huge fan of hers. But, you know, like, I respect, she's a good dancer. She's a good dancer.
Douglas, now before we head off on our weekly quest to visit good old D-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know, witty. Given the music theme was your choice this week, I have a few concerns regarding the story you parlayed at the beginning of the show regarding Matthew's absence.
Right.
Please explain the fact that we have played Church of the Poison Mind and Toxic. Is there a not so subtle undertone at play here?
Well, I mean, let's just say that my music is on par with your thing about dwarves tonight. So it's I don't know. We're obviously missing Matt. Look, to be honest with you, it didn't actually really occur to me until we started chatting tonight. So maybe I planned things a little better than I actually meant to. So we do have a bit of a rapid, quick-fire 666 thing. Headlines, tabloids, and anything connected to them. Are you sort of wanting to chuck that into the room of the devil for us, Helen?
Well, I'm going to say from the get-go, Douglas, that I'm not supportive of this place being placed into the devil's playroom located on the lower level of his sunny condo in downtown hell. Hi, Beezy Babe. Call me to discuss getting that pesky legally binding order you currently have against me removed sometime soon.
Unlikely.
But I must confess, I just love the tabloids.
Goodness me, that was high for a lesbian.
If for nothing else but their abject stupidity and the fact that there are people paid to write this shite. I ask you, where would we be without our weekly dose of Princess Michael of Kent threatened to ruin Meghan's big day? Or Terry and Russell's secret love nest? But, you know, this is your quest. Go your hardest.
Look, you know, I have to be really honest here and say that I'm not a massive fan. Look, you know, as I said at the beginning of the show, we do love a little bit of titillation, but I'm not...
Well, I do.
Yeah, yes. Walked into that. Though we do love, you know, a bit of goss and stuff. But I mean, I think because I lived in Britain for a while, and clang, I know, but the tabloid press was, to quote Britney, pretty toxic. And it did actually do quite a lot of damage to a lot of people. And it's pretty nasty stuff. But, you know, when it's a bit of fun, I think it's all very good and stuff. But I mean, if you just walk in the supermarket here in Australia, I mean, looking at some of the ladies' weekly newspaper typey things, or that's quite general to, you know, the glossy sort of magazines. I mean, the headlines are absurd. I mean, they really are. And I guess because they do make stuff up, they can get away with it. They're not really going to get any comeback, so they just get away with it. But look, let's just call them cartoons. I mean, I find that that's probably the best way. So look, I think we can maybe leave the door ajar of hell, you know?
Look, I think they serve their purpose. If for nothing else but pure entertainment, a few shits and giggles in a week that was otherwise a photo of me fingering a sticky bun.
Listen, I think we need to wrap up this show with just the two of us, which has been quite lovely, actually. And Helen, I'm going to confess I'm a little bit upset and a bit disappointed with some of our grumpsters out there.
Well, Douglas, don't you think that's a bit harsh?
Oh, not really, because a few weeks ago we played one of our fabulous Grumpy Grab Australian television theme tunes on the show, and then, as the name suggests, instantly we added it to our Instagram page, and despite a significant number of views and even a few likes, no one has piped up and said what it is.
Well, perhaps they don't know.
Well, no, come on. Now, this particular show was iconic. It had the lot. It had a rural setting, it had doctors and nurses, it had country cops and even pet marsupials. It was, in fact, merely an amalgam of every Australian television program that had ever gone before. And as such, I'm afraid I simply will not stop playing its theme tune here on the show until somebody gets onto our Instagram page and guesses it. Helen, roll the tape. And there it is. So, lovely people, if you can correctly identify that Australian television theme tune, and I know you can, it's so bloody obvious, then let us know by jumping onto our Instagram page. And for your trouble, you may well score yourself a pointless but nonetheless fabulous on-air mention, but best of all, a Loku poem from Matt, written just for you, and this week probably while sitting, and I did say sitting, on his bedpan as a result of me serving up a botch, or possibly even botulism. So, Helen, here's hoping that Matt is back in the straddle for next week. So until then, I don't think there are too many occasions when a gay man would say this to a lesbian, but thank you so much, Miss Helen, for helping me share the load.
Oh, God, I think I just vomited a little in my mouth.
Always swallow, Helen, always swallow. Oh, and oh. No. And so to our final song of the night. Now look, pop stars and the tabloid press are so very often cozy bedfellows, and of course that presented a challenge this evening in itself when selecting the music for our tabloid edition. There were so many songs, and indeed so many artists, we would love to have played, and even some we're actually no longer allowed to play. So a little have a think about that at home if you're playing along. But sadly, as you may have gathered, a few of tonight's artists are no longer with us. And the press had a field day with this amazingly talented young woman. And so we end tonight's show with our favourite song of all time here on the Grumpy Gaze. This is Amy Winehouse playing us out with Valerie.
A fond farewell, Douglas. Until next week, good night.
Helen, thanks and good night.
Hi, this is Hadrian, and I'm listening to the Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9 in London.
First night, I ask at 12. DC, they put her on me, so I'm feeling myself like I've lost my keys. Peace. Wale.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the border.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.